Today is Saturday, January 20th, 2007, and you are listening to Bits of Bryn. There's no song this week. I'll record a song for next week's show, and my voice hopefully won't resemble that of dying cats, because I am sick. I wanted to have an update podcast because it's important to me to be regular. So, American Idol Season 6 aired on Tuesday, and out of 20,000 auditions, only 31 people made it through to Hollywood. I'm actually not liking the season as much, because, first of all, the ratio to good to bad auditions are terrible. They only showed about five auditions of people who could actually sing, and the rest were just celebrating mediocrity and really making fun of everyone that can't sing. And I think that they're trying to find the next Keith or William Hung, and so they keep showing all these terrible auditions, and so they're just breaking these people apart, and we're not seeing the real talent at all. I haven't seen anybody who screams winner yet, but I'll keep watching. The whole reason why I love the beginning part of American Idol is so that I can make predictions, and we're only being showed less than a third of the people that actually made it through. How are we going to make any predictions? We can't choose any favorites until we're actually voting, which might be a disadvantage to the people who are actually making it through, because Hell Week is next after the auditions for all the seven cities, and they usually turn those episodes into reality TV. And so, you know, I'm disappointed because there aren't any Garrett Johnsons. You know, the cute cowboy, the one that, he was the crying cowboy, I don't know if you remember him. I haven't seen any Taylor Hicks, or, that gray-haired guy does not count. And any Carrie Underwoods, everybody this year so far, that we've seen on TV at least, has been, well, that could sing, has been good, but nobody's been so polished. I wonder if they'll show us some good singers next week, because, I mean, even the websites are buzzing with how American Idol's taking it too far with the bad auditions and making fun of them. One of the guys, I don't remember his first name, his last name was Zitzman, he was from Utah, and the poor thing, he was a software designer. And he was the one who sang Unchained Melody, and I loved that song, and I couldn't recognize it when he sang it. And I wasn't laughing when he sang. I was actually in a lot of pain, because when people sing off-key, and the poor thing, not only was he off-key, but he was straining so hard, I could just feel the pain he was going through. It was just so sad, and they on the TV, they just completely ripped him apart, and he said that his coworkers encouraged him to go, and that just really made me so mad. I mean, what a bunch of jerks, really, where are the people telling, I was listening to Glenn Beck with my dad yesterday, perfect example, and he said, where are these people's parents? Why aren't their parents saying, these people are going to rip you apart, you shouldn't go? The kid, Jason, I think, he said, I want to start out famous. And then his mom said, oh, you'll be famous. How is that supposed to work? You know, the parents should be supportive by all means, and you should never discourage your child from chasing their dream, but they should also be telling them the truth. If they can't sing, then they should say, oh, honey, maybe singing's not for you. I don't want you to get your feelings hurt. Because this poor kid is 27, but completely ripped to shreds on national television. And I don't know, is that entertaining to watch? I don't like watching people crying and being completely embarrassed. That's not entertainment. That's just cruel. Hopefully it'll be a little better next week, but so far I'm not impressed with American Idol. Some news with me. It's really, really good news. Big news. I screamed when I read this email. The title is International Songwriting Competition Next Round. I don't know if I mentioned it on my podcast, but about 2 months ago, I entered my song One More Time into the International Songwriting Competition. I think I did mention it. Here is my email that I received from Jennifer Cooper. It says, "Dear Brianna, we are pleased to inform you that the song One More Time, entered into the teen category, has advanced to the next round of judging for the 2006 International Songwriting Competition. Please read all the information below thoroughly. Congratulations on this achievement. With over 14,000 songs entered into the International Songwriting Competition, making it this far along in the competition is a great accomplishment and a testament to your songwriting talent. This is the only round of judging before the semifinals. Receiving this email doesn't mean that you're a semifinalist or a finalist. The 2006 finalists will be officially announced on February 1st, 2007, it's just around the corner, and winners will be announced in March. All entrants will be informed of the results via email. Please, that's not important. Feel free to tell others the good news about your song. When publicizing your achievement, you may mention that your song has advanced the next round of judging in the 2006 International Songwriting Competition. Please do not indicate yourself as a finalist at the present time. Best wishes for a happy and successful new year. Regards, the International Songwriting Competition. From Nashville, Tennessee." I'm so happy. I can't believe it. Wow. I'm just so thrilled. My song made it to the next round. Wow. I had no idea that there were so many songs entered. When the deadline was extended, we thought that there weren't too many songs put in there. 14,000 is a lot. And if I'd known there would have been that many, I would have been a little hesitant to enter, because I would have been nervous. But I made it through. That is so exciting. I'll keep you posted on the emails that I get. I really hope that I make it into the semifinals. It'll be so exciting. I'm very happy about that email. Also, I think you'll be interested. I am auditioning for High School Musical 2 this week. My school gave me the information that I need to audition, and I'm going to get an email tonight or tomorrow telling me when I need to audition, what day, and what time. It'll be all of this week, and I'm so excited to do that. I really hope that I'll make this audition. It'll be steep competition, because I'll be against drill team dancers. This isn't for a main part, it's for part of the chorus, because all these people have been practicing dance while I've been singing, so I'm doing some remedial dance practice over here. I did dance for about 7 years, so I'm just brushing up, and I'm just so thrilled with this audition. I just can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. Kenny Ortega will be there, and Bonnie Story, Charles Kaplow, and it'll be a great experience if I make it. There'll be 3 weeks of filming. 1 week in Salt Lake and 2 weeks in St. George. And, well, it'd just be so great because, well, I love High School Musical. It took me a few times watching it to get into the story, but I really love it now. And once it debuted number one on the Billboard, I gained a lot of respect for the story. I talked to Bart Johnson when I was on the set of a movie, Taking Five, and he told me about it, and I'm just so excited for this to happen. There's so many things looking up for me: High School Musical, International Songwriting Competition. I've got so many opportunities, and I really hope that I'll be able to make it to the next round of both of those. I have a gig on Monday at the rest home that I perform at. It'll be a paid performance. I hope to put that money towards something constructive, and I'm excited for that gig. And that's pretty much it. I can't think of anything else important that I need to say. I will talk to you again next week, and you can look forward to the song How Do I Live Without You by Leanne Rimes, and hopefully I'll be able to sing by next week. I hope that you have a wonderful day, wonderful week, and I hope that your new year is really looking up. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.